KQED.
The business of passing a state budget begins in earnest this morning when Governor Brown rolls out his updated spending plan. As Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow reports, this is the first time in years that lawmakers will negotiate what to do with extra money, not how to cut billions of dollars in spending.
Brown's revised budget will include between $4 and $5 billion more in tax revenue than the administration expected back in January. K through 12 education is expected to get the lion's share of the extra revenue. Last month, the governor tried to limit expectations for major spending in other areas.
We have a very complicated mechanism called Prop 98, and depending upon how the money flows, it may not be as available as many people are now thinking.
Prop 98 established a formula for a guaranteed spending level on schools. Brown and legislative leaders have different ideas for how to distribute state money to schools. The governor wants to push extra money to districts where more than half of students are poor or learning English. Legislative leaders would rather spread that money around the entire state to make up for years of education cuts. Healthcare is another big issue. There are still questions about whether the state or counties will take the lead on the effort to expand Medi-Cal coverage to more than 1 million new people and how the federal dollars to pay for them will be divvied up. Lawmakers need to pass a budget by June 15th. Brown will have until the end of the month to sign it. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.